Episode 2744, Love Without the Details.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people. Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. Oh, yes, come on. It's Confessions of an Upset Mama. And have you been a little bit, you know, kind of on edge? Are you wondering if you're doing everything you need to do for your child? Being a mom is tough. Being a dad, oh my goodness. But you know what? You're doing great. But sometimes we have to realize we got to love without the details. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, raising kids brings unsettled decisions and unspoken feelings. Sometimes not knowing is more beneficial than knowing. Love without the details. As a mom, as a dad, you want to know everything about what's going on in your children's lives. It doesn't matter if they are little or really big. You want to be there even if you're not. And I've experienced that recently. My kids are only getting older. I cannot believe it. I technically have all adult children, but I do have a grandbaby. So, you know, we're back down into diapers and that's wonderful. But as you know, there's no way to know everything about your children. As much as I can be there for them, there's no way I can know everything and neither can you. You might say, well, there's got to be ways to get all the missing puzzle pieces together. Well, yeah, maybe you can. You can be present when you're with them, right? You can really watch and be that super mom watchdog and be all over it all the time. You can ask questions from those watching them. You can even stalk them on their social media. We even have some friends who have put cameras in their house, not in their bedrooms, but cameras in other areas so they can always be watching them. Not to me, that's a little freaky, but it is what it is, right? We can try to find all those missing puzzle pieces and put them together, but really, how can we keep track of everything? Your days cannot keep track of everything with your children. At some point, that realization, it's going to hit you. You know, oh, I'm not a good mom. Really? That, my friend, is so far from the truth. The details of your children do not define how great of a mom or how great of a dad you are. So come on, mom, love without the details. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Love without the details. You have to trust that what you do know gives you peace and satisfaction, that you're doing the best you can, right? You're willing to learn. You're willing to make some changes. You're willing to transition from one stage to the next. You're willing to do what it takes to be this great mom, which means you also have to be willing to love without the details. So what does that look like in real life? How can you love really without the details? And it's a hard one, let me tell you. This is not something that's easy. It comes with practice. So don't beat yourself up. You have to be patient with yourself and you have to have a lot of grace. Okay, it just, I mean, hands down, that's what it's going to take. So when you're listening to this, don't think that, oh gosh, I thought I nailed that, but now I solely have failed. No, you haven't. You're learning. So give yourself that grace to continue to learn and to continue to better being that incredible mom that you're after. So number one, be present in the midst of your child. This is the 100% rule. Like if I said anything and you didn't listen to anything else, I want you to hear this. You have to be present. But the problem is this, distractions and responsibilities can spiral against what you want or what you think you are giving. Put down your phones, walk away from technology, turn off the TV if you have one. Give your undivided attention to your child when you are with them. One of the biggest faults we have in parenting is we think we're present. If we're in the room, we're present. We are not. And I know because I test myself all the time. I'm one of those who says, yes, I can multitask. And honestly, I really can. And very few people can. Now, that's not saying that I'm great at it, because there are times that I'm like, whoa, what did you just say to me? And I have to stop. And I literally tell my child, okay, wait, I did not hear you. I'm sorry. I'm stopping what I'm doing. I'm turning this off. I'm muting this. Now, what did you say? And tell me again. And I look them straight in the eye and I wait and I listen to them. We think sometimes we're doing what we think we should be doing as being present. Just because you're in the room doesn't mean you know what's going on. You have to be attentive. You have to be alert. You have to be aware. And most of us, well, we just are not, because we're squirrels. We're chasing everything else. I want this. I want that. Oh, wait, what about there over there? And oh, wait, the noodles are boiling on the stove. And oh, wait, husband's coming home. I need to get that ready and his room prepared so he can decompress. I need to go and I got to prep for the dog. Got to bring the dog in. There are so many distractions. And at some point, you have to breathe. And you have to say, what is the most important thing right now? The 100% rule is to be present with your child. And when they're there, you have got to be there. So if that means you've been exhausted, you've had long hours at work, you've even stayed up late because you're working on projects in the house, guess what? It doesn't matter. You got to pull it together, mom, and you got to be present. You got to be on point. And sometimes that's even more exhausting, I know. And it takes practice. And when you mess up, especially when they're older, when they're younger, they're not going to get all of this. But when they mature, and they're into middle school, into high school, they're going to start asking you questions. Mom, why aren't you listening to me? Why aren't you paying attention to me? I'm right here and you're not listening to me. And then you'll be like, oh, I heard you. Really? Really, mom? Did you hear me? Repeat what I said. And you think they're being kind of, you know, sarcastic with you. And they're being difficult. And then you're like, but I want to tame them. I want to train them and say, that's not how you talk to your mother. You're being disrespectful. But honestly, the disrespect came from you first. Just saying it like it is. And I know, because I can look at myself in the mirror and see the same thing. Not all the time. And it's not about all the time, but it's doing what we can 100% of the time when it comes to our presence with our children. You go on vacation. Are you there at the dinner table when you go on vacation? Or are you sitting there worried about, oh, I got to create this really cool post so everybody knows what we're doing, because this is so awesome. We haven't done this. And yeah, I want to kind of be like the Joneses. I mean, you're not really thinking that out loud, but your subconscious. Oh, yeah. You're like, I want to say something here because this really looks awesome and I got to post it. Really? What about posting something on your child's heart by being present? That's the key, my friend. Mom, you got to be there. And I'm not saying this that you have to quit your job and not work a corporate job. That has nothing to do with it. I'm saying quality over quantity always rules, which means you have to be present. I ran a licensed daycare for years. I had incredible parents bring their children to me, and I treated each of them as if they were my own child. I did 100%. And my parents who entrusted me with their child knew that. And I would have some, because of the jobs and the professions that my parents had and their careers, they would sometimes spend the night, or they would come so early in the morning that it would feel like they spent the night. They were still sleepy. They would wake up. And sometimes they would stay with me so late that they thought I put them to bed and then they went home. And so once in a while, honestly, some of them would call me mom. And that's one thing I drew the line on. No. I am not your mom. I'm Miss Christiane. That's who I am. And they learned that over time, you know, when they were little versus when they were big. And I had an incredible group of children and parents. I loved it. But one time I had a mom come to me and say, you know what, I just feel like my child doesn't know me. And I said to her, I said, your child will know you because you're present with your child. And that when you were there, you're 100% there. And that is the key. Mom, you got to be 100% in. You got to be present with your child. As you can tell, this is that 100% rule. If you take nothing else from me today, I want you to take this. It's so important, because this is where it all starts. All right, so now let's go to number two. Listen more than you ask questions. You've heard me say that asking questions is important, but when you're talking about loving without the details, something's happening, you know something's shifting, you got to listen more than you ask questions. It's so challenging to be quiet. It is, right? But if you want to know what's going on in your child's life, you got to listen. And sometimes your great ideas or what you should do, son, in the situation actually shuts down your child, right? You hear them telling a scenario and telling them, you know, all about what happened at school with this one person. And you're like, oh, I've been there. And you start to share your story or you start to intervene and say, you know what? If you just do, what if you just be quiet? Let them tell their story. Maybe you'll get more details if you do that. Because when you shut down your child, right, you cut them off. And of course, you're not meaning to. But what you're doing is you're muting their concerns and feelings. But it's just the reality, right, of you wanting to be involved, of saying, oh, come on, let me just ask you more questions. I want to know more. You can't, because it shuts them down. It turns them off. It mutes them. Listening is the key to giving your child the gift of dumping all their thoughts and concerns. You want to have a dumpster of thoughts and concerns from your children in your house all the time, right? So you gotta listen. You got to listen. Stop trying to impose everything. There will be a time where you talk, and there will be other times that you just have to sit back and take it all in. And you'll learn as your kids get older, as they move out of the house, this is when you really have to hone in on. This is like the second of the 100% rule, right? The presence and then listen. Because if you don't, they're going to think, well, gosh, mom doesn't think I can do anything. Well, I'll just show her. I'm just not going to tell her anything anymore. I want her just to listen. I just want her to be there for me. I just need her as a sounding board. Why do you think sounding boards are so great? Because what you say comes right back at you. And when you say it out loud, you can hear it back. And you're like, whoa. And believe it or not, usually your child can make a better decision if they use you as a sounding board than you trying to just say, here, this is what you need to do. I would do this. When I was a little kid, this is what I did. No, stop. Stop the presses. Be present. Listen. And finally, number three. Pray for your child in the nooks and crannies of your day. The only one who knows everything about your child is God. So why not tap into him? Why not ask him for guidance and protection? Why not ask God to encourage your child to come and talk with you? Prayer works miracles and calms the spirit, both yours and your child's. And if I can just be frank with you, if I can be brutally honest with you, you might think you're praying a lot for your child. Seriously, you might. But in reality, we really just don't. Our days become flooded with the responsibilities of the world. So our time with God gets cut short. I mean, this is confession day, right? So I'm letting it all hang out there. You cannot make a change if you cannot acknowledge what needs to be changed. And I've done this before. And that's why with my children, believe it or not, I do. I pray in the nooks and crannies of my day for them all the time. They're going to have a test. I pray for them. I'll send them a prayer text so they know. And I even have on my calendar, I don't just have the stuff of the world on my calendar. I have prayer requests on my calendar. If I have a friend who's going into surgery, I can't remember everything. I put it on my calendar. And at 3 a.m., I might mark on there, pray for Susie has surgery. And I'll give details there. So anytime I look, I can see what's going on. I know that. I may not have all the details, but let me tell you, I don't have to when I'm praying because God already knows it. Don't let the responsibilities of the world neutralize your love for your child. Get time with God in the nooks and crannies of your day. Pray for your child. And be specific about what you know. Maybe they're going into a new season that you're like, gosh darn it, I just don't know what to do here. Haven't experienced this. Don't really have a lot of friends who have experienced this. I don't know what to do. I can tell you who does know. It's God. Let Jesus mend the heart that's broken. Let Jesus hear. Let God go out and really spin a web of comfort around your child. Because sometimes, mom, we just can't do it. Right, dad? We just can't do it by ourselves. You can love without knowing every detail of your child's life. You can serve without knowing every detail of your child's life. Ultimately, though, that means you have to stop thinking about yourself. Yeah. Yes, sometimes you and I can get a bit nosy and want to know too much. Take a step back in order to take two steps forward. Stop being selfish. Stop trying to fulfill your own desires. And start thinking more about your child's desires, what they truly need from you. Have an open door policy always with your child, letting them know that, hey, I am here for you no matter what. There's no judgment. And I promise you they'll return. They'll come at their own time, at their own will. And sometimes you'll be stewing, but guess what? Go back. Prayer. Go back. Be present. Go back. Listen. Now, if you're dealing with a life and death situation, that is a totally different approach. And that's not what we're talking about here. In that type of situation, you're going to move mountains and get support too from others who might know and understand what's happening. Okay, that is totally different. But in your everyday communication, just hanging out with your child, raising him and her to be absolutely incredible human beings so they can go out and impact the world that they touch, you got to love without the details. You're doing awesome. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.